Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this day of November 6th, 2016. Welcome, everyone. For whatever reason you come, whatever wish you have in your heart, whether it's for healing or happiness, prosperity, or solutions to problems that seem to overwhelm you, overtake your life, or whether it's for celebration of your life and the praise and gratitude that you would like to give back to God and to life and to humanity. There are those who come for every conceivable reason to this blessing community. And for that reason, I always like to open it up to our community. Before we actually begin any messages from me, I like to hear what you have to say, because it's really all about you. And I see Susan's on the call. Hi, Susan. Hello, Susan. Your line is open.
Hi, Glenda. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
Okay. You know, I just want to, now that the election is coming up on Tuesday, I just want to put prayers that the outcome works out for the highest, greatest good of this country and the planet, actually. So,
thank you. And I would certainly go along with that as well, too. We really don't know always what's behind the scenes. And we just have to speak from our heart and let our vote count, whatever we think is right. And I pray that each one of you votes first of all, and that you vote from your heart.
Absolutely.
And from your personal conscience.
They, you know, oh, I don't like either one, so I may not vote, or I'll vote for a, you know, no, you got to vote, you know, and that's what I pray, that everybody goes out there and votes.
I do, too, because actually God will work through us, and God will use our finger on the button or our pencil on the piece of paper. God will use our energy to make a mark. And we make a mark, and we leave a mark on history. And, you know, I'm not going to say anything about what to do, because it's really not my place. It's not my place to mix the grace of God with the politics of this earth. But I do know that regardless of who gets elected to whatever post, whatever role that person is elected, it doesn't salvage us from responsibility for being the very best citizen we can be, and for continuing to do the work we do as human community members, as human family members, as spiritual workers, because really, really, politics is becoming less and less important every year that passes. And I think one of the reasons that we're all so confused and have so few strong indications one way or the other is because there are so many, many other factors involved. Our planet is growing. Our community is growing globally. And we are called to be better people and stronger people than we've ever been before. And so let's be that. Let's be that, and let's grow beyond the mud and the trouble, and just leave it that way, okay? And let's see. We had, and I think Scott is on the phone. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I got to go to a TED event yesterday, and it was very inspiring. I saw people speak about community and about intuition and about the heart. And I happened to be friends with the organizer of the event. So I asked her if I could put my name in the hat. And hopefully at an upcoming event, I might get a slot to speak one day. And, of course, I'd draw from Love Without End.
That would be wonderful. And,
yeah.
Scott, I want to thank you for your generous contribution to Spiritus Church. We so appreciated that. And you'll be getting a personal letter from me next week. So
you're very welcome.
I wanted you to know that we did receive it, and we gratefully receive it and have many good uses for it.
All right. Thank you so much.
And we appreciate you. We have a wireless caller from area code 641, and you're on. Hello.
Hello, Glenda. This is Betty Ann.
Hi, Betty Ann.
Regarding my personal life and the election and everything else that's happening and has happened and will happen, there's something that Albert Einstein said that sort of keeps me on track, and it's very simple. In one sentence, the difference between the past, the present, and the future is the stubborn persistence of illusion.
very, very good.
Thank you.
Very good, and thank you for your contribution. I think that's lovely. That is lovely. And with that, we move on into the future. One of the things that we are studying in our webinar now on the four gifts of forgiveness is how the very meaning of forgiveness is really for moving on. And as we move on, that is in itself forgiveness. So the act of moving on is forgiveness. And so let's move on. Let's move on. Let's have a better future. And you know how we have a better future collectively? By being a better family, by being a better human community, by loving one another more, by loving God more, by being more related to the light, less walking in the darkness, and by being less driven by fear and fear and the stubbornness of prejudice and belief that just won't turn loose, things that we just can't seem to ever make sense out of, the things that we somehow find so difficult to explain. And we keep waiting for an answer. We keep waiting for someone else to do something. But really, we're the ones who need to do something about our life. We're the ones who need to make sense out of what's happening in our life. So I just ask and pray that the grace of God will be with us all and that we will make the most out of every opportunity we are given. I see that we have Dottie is on the line. Hi, Dottie. Let me open your line.
Hi, Glenda. Can you hear me?
I can.
Well, I tried the last 2 weeks to get through, and it didn't work, so I'm surprised it went through this time. The reason I'm calling is twofold. Out of the 17 and a half years I've lived in Sedona, the last couple of days of October, I got down to $7 in my bank account. So there's a need for abundance and prosperity boost, and I'm on Social Security disability. And I do pet sitting to supplement it, but the pet sitting business has pretty much tanked over the last 5 years. And some additional income does need to come in every month because my SSI check is very low. So I'm asking for prayer help for, I guess, new sources of income, but also
okay.
I need a better place to live. So, and I would like to see that come about before we get into the real rough part of winter because the weather here has already started to turn. So if everybody out there would lend their prayers to mine, I'd really appreciate it.
We certainly will, Dottie, and I'm so glad you got on the call today. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you.
And we have a caller from area code 512. You're on.
Hi, this is Nancy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I was thinking about, you know, yes, we need to vote, and there are other things than the presidential election to vote for, you know, something local. is usually on the ballots. And so, yes, please, go out and vote. But whenever I find that I need to make a decision, I look for God. I look for love. I look for kindness and joy and the love of being in the job and things like that. And that's what I look for when I'm voting and when I'm making decisions day to day. You look for God and you look for love and you look for the joy or wonderful things coming into your life, you know. There's going to be a job coming for the person before us. There's going to be, you know, somebody knows something where you just fit perfectly in it. And
yeah.
You just, and it's there, and it's there for you. And what I have been asked is to remove negative energies from people. And I've started doing that when I do massage. But at first I ask if I could do it without asking them, and they basically have already told me, you know, please do something so that the pain will go away. And so I always remove negative energies, but now I'm doing it almost purposefully and with focus. And I'm looking forward to the next blessing so that I can get more tools.
Oh, that's great. And since you did mention it, I will announce to everyone else that we have scheduled our next blessing conference. It hasn't been officially released as an email announcement yet, but it will be January 9th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd. So put that on your calendar and make plans for it, and it's going to be far more expanded than it ever has been in the past. And those of you who've been here one time before, coming again or again or again, sometimes some people have come every time, you will qualify to become a blessing teacher, which will expand our blessing work around the world. So I'm really, really looking forward to that occasion coming up in the future. And thanks for mentioning that and giving me an opportunity to remember, because I'm always so focused upon the blessing at hand that I don't move very far into the future when I'm here with you. I'm just going to go through the board very quickly and see if there's anyone else who has a request for a blessing before we move into our message for the day. And what I want to talk about today is actually the pain that we carry within us that we don't normally see or deal with until something small happens to us that hurts. It's really, really amazing how much pain we have buried. And that's kind of building upon what Nancy said about removing the negative energy from people that she works on. There's more pain than we know because we've numbed ourselves to it. From the time we were a little kid and we fell down and bumped our knee, we said, well, I'm going to have to learn to deal with that. And then there was one more thing we're going to have to learn to deal with. And a friend hurt her feelings. Well, I'm going to have to deal with that until pretty soon, we've got a whole iceberg, and the only thing that's showing is the little tip of that iceberg. And sometimes one little thing can affect the tip of that iceberg, and then we're aware of the whole mass that's underneath it, and we overreact to that one little thing. We take that one little thing too seriously. And sometimes by taking that one little thing too seriously, we can injure a relationship. We could injure even a personal hope about something. We could injure a positive attitude we have about something we need. Let's just say we need a solution to a problem. And we've got an idea. And we're going to implement that problem. We're going to implement that solution, whether it's a relationship solution or it's a financial solution or whatever it may be. We've got the idea in mind. But one little bump in the road causes us to think about how old our car is or how much repair work we need to do on it. And then we think about the whole big iceberg underneath. And then we go, oh, my God, I'll never, ever be able to deal with this. Well, this is where we need to have compassion for ourselves. Yes, compassion for ourselves. You have taken on a very big job of living. When you agreed to be born, you agreed to not just live for yourself, but to live for others. And this is something we don't think about very much or very often, if at all. Sometimes we think about it when a family member is hurting or a best friend is being challenged in some way or crying on our shoulder. We realize that we were born to be there for that person. We were born to be there to take care of our family or the ones we love the most or the ones who are hurting the most. We realize we were born to be there for them. But most of the time, we don't realize that. We think about the little problem right now, and we're going to solve it, and we've got this perfect solution. And when it doesn't work, then all of a sudden the big problem comes up, and it's facing us, and we don't know what to do. Well, that's when we need to take it up with God. That's when we need to go into prayer or meditation, or simply surrender, knowing that we cannot solve in one afternoon the whole accumulated task of living. Because what we took on when we were born was a monumental task of being here, to love one another, to love God, and to move creation forward. And sometimes we just need to forgive ourselves. We need to forgive ourselves more than anything else, that we couldn't do it all, that we couldn't be here for everyone that hurts in this world, that we just couldn't take the cross all by ourselves, even Yeshua, along the path, dropped the cross, and someone picked it up for him. When he was on the cross, he said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? And we could tell at that moment he was feeling, I can't do all this. I can't do this by myself. I can't take on all of this by myself. His words remind us that we've taken on a really, really big job. And the only way we will ever do it is by loving one another. He was in his highest moment of wisdom when he gave the apostles his two only commandments. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And your fellow man, your neighbor, your brother, your sister, as yourself. Because there is nothing in this world that you will be able to do by yourself. Nothing. and my words are given to you. Now, from the depths of my heart, the words of Yeshua speaking through me of one another. Love one another because your life depends on it. Everything depends on it. No matter how strong you are today, there will come a day when you're weak and somebody else will be strong. And you will need them. There will come a day when perhaps everyone around you will be weak, and only God is strong. There will come a day when everyone around you will be feeling that they have been abandoned by God, and you have to be strong for them. We pass our strength around, and our strength is our compassion. It takes compassion to be strong. And it takes strength to be compassionate. There is no other way. There is no other way. We either do it together or we don't do it at all. We either hang together or we will fall separately. Now, what I want us to focus on today for our blessing is our spirit of unity. This is the most important thing for us right now as we face the decisions we make for our world and we make for ourselves, that we give our hearts to one another. And that we share our lives with one another. That we share the benefits of our life with one another and we pray for one another. Compared to the length and breadth of eternity, we are but a speck of dust. And yet within that speck of dust, there is infinity. For God has endowed us with that infinite spark. And that infinite spark within us is the very presence of God. So you, as that infinite spark, can call forth a miracle for whatever you need, for whatever anyone around you needs. And sometimes it's easier to call forth a miracle for others than it is for yourself. Because sometimes we find it easier to love others than ourselves. But there is no greater compassion than the compassion you feel for yourself in union with God. For in that union, you are joined with all creation. And for that, we come to our blessing on this day. For that, we sit here and we receive the energy of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that is with all life, not just human life, but with the animals who need our help, the plants, the planet, the spiritual life. The spiritual life of the precious children about to arrive. Those who have just departed and yet are still connected, praying for us and hoping for us and giving us their blessing. We offer our blessings to all life that we may all be united. That we may all be joined in a greater spirit of love. that has its own power and its own will. So let me talk about the blessing that you will be receiving. This was first brought to me in 2010 by Yeshua, who came to relieve me of great pain before my surgery. It relieved my pain so miraculously. I asked him if we could extend it to others. Then I began to notice other people telling me about their miraculous recovery from pain or whatever they were suffering. We began to make it a Sunday event, even through the day of my surgery, and from then on. Then I asked him if we could teach others how to offer the blessing. And he said, surely, for this, I came to this world to bring the love of God into full manifest form. And so the whole community of blessing givers was born. And we are here for you today. We're not here for us. We're here to surrender. We're here to surrender. All that we are. And in the, pardon, we are here to bring to you the love of God as it chooses to be with you, according to the will of God. I would ask you now to be seated, your feet on the ground. Your head toward the heavens. Your heart open. I will say an invocation to Yeshua. And we will conduct his energy and the energy of the Holy Spirit, that the grace of God may be upon you and in you to lift you out of or through whatever condition you may be in. Once this is done, please go and rest and receive the blessing without thought or reservation. Simply receive it. Love of God in you, through you, being with you forever. I will begin. Dear Yeshua, brother of man, beloved son of God, the one who is with us in all things, who walks with us on every pathway of life. We thank you. We thank you for being with us here today. Graciously bestowing upon us your miraculous love. Your healing power. And your will to see this world and humanity transformed to something higher and greater than any of us ever thought we could be. We ask all this in your most precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. It is done. Now, go and rest and receive for at least 7 minutes. The blessings of God are with you. The love of God is with you. May miracles happen for you. Bye-bye for now. We'll see you next week.